Channel 2 Over, in continuation of this visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp, picking peas for 2 solid hours in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74. Channel 2 Over, in continuation of the visit with Viola. She lived with Sharp out there in front of Burnett Patterson, picking peas for 2 solid hours this Monday in the kitchen this Monday, the 8th of July, 74.
I'll go out here and see what the outside looks like. Woo.
Look like rain?
You know, one of my old friends was Miss Bootsy.
Yeah.
Now, when I got down here...
My old friend is passing away fast, ain't he?
Oh, ain't that awful? Yeah.
I haven't known her a long time, too.
She used to teach Sunday school. Did you know her when she taught Sunday school?
Yes, I did. Well, you know, she's out there in the world. I didn't know she was even a Christian.
Oh.
Now, that's just like it is. Of course, she did come back to church and join the church before she died.
But when you first noticed, she wasn't.
She's out there in the world. Yeah. Dancing and cutting the food.
Oh, really?
Now, that's the truth. I wouldn't tell her to tell her I'm dead for nothing. Buck dancing.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, she slowed down a lot then, the time I knew her, didn't she? That was when she was young, you were talking about.
Oh, she was old. All her children were grown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Joe was the youngest son. No. No, Joe was the youngest. But that was the youngest one. Harry Brown. But she grew up a baby.
Well, I guess Bootsy was a good timer.
Mm-hmm. She done drawn herself like that, of course. I didn't care what that kind of drawn, but she liked it.
But she always worked.
Yes, sir. She worked. Slowing on you like I don't know what, then.
Is that right?
Yes, I was waiting for Mr. Jim Mean. Slowing on you.
Let me tell you.
He did these things, he did this hard work, kids and daddies and donors, too. I've done a little too hard of work myself.
Well, what hard work have you done?
Well, when I was tearing our houses and hauling stone, that was too much.
When you was hauling stone?
Yeah. I had to tear down that old wrong. Really says no.
What filling station?
Down, what, down the road there? Main shop to it down.
Yeah, and that's hard work?
Yes, sir. And left the stones and brought them home. The stone, put them in the truck and brought them home. Part of the stone. That's where I went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's just a little too much.
Yeah.
Well, what did it do to you?
Well, it made me miss a heat, but I could have lived off it. I had to stop work altogether. When I could let that long out of work at all. I wasn't making all that much off staying over the house now. Feeling now.
Well, you got a right smart building stuff out of it.
Yes, I got some of the stones to talk for. I ain't done nothing with them.
Still got them?
Part of them, I sold some of them. Some people told off some for me.
Yeah.
I had plenty of company. Sometime at night or when I'm going on.
Yeah.
People visit me good when I'm asleep. I was going off one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know, somebody toted off Miss Daisy's wash pot.
Oh.
You remember that?
No, I didn't know about that.
No, sir, they toted off her wash pot.
I know they've been toting all wash pots. And I think it's trying to spy mine, but I hear it.
Oh, really? Where'd you hide it?
I hide it out there in the wild house.
I told Miss Daisy she ought to hide hers.
Mm.
Because people were already missing them before they got hers. And she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they've been doing that, taking them wash pots.
Yeah.
Making them money off.
She just left it right out there where she got through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
And she's too ready for once and for all.
That's right. And she had a good one.
Yeah, my folks always teach me don't bother nothing no belong to me.
Oh, yeah. But you see, you ain't the one to do it.
True.
Cause some of them. You know what they tell me is the ones that do that are the ones that have to go to the jook.
Yeah.
It ain't the people you know, you see, who does it. That's what.
And then sometime you might be surprised to know who is doing it.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
And probably just as well you don't know, ain't it?
That's right.
You want a little coffee?
No, ma'am, I said.
Sure you don't?
No, ma'am. Is
my...
You fix me a lot?
It's my breakfast coffee.
I put you a little sandwich out there if you want it.
My thank you.
I keep my breakfast coffee and drink it all day.
You want a glass of milk or some water?
Yes, my thank you. Some water.
Some water.
Give us some of this good spring water out here, Faye.
Okay.
That's spring water?
Well, you can just try it and see what you think. No, you know what? Now, you see, for a fella who don't belong to this country, I have a lot of good friends here.
Yeah.
You see Miss Daisy and Miss Liza and Miss Bessie?
Miss Daisy's a good old soul.
Oh, she is. And Miss Anna, you see, Miss Anna Wood?
Yeah.
Mr. Patterson? I've had a lot of good friends.
I know Miss Bessie, but I didn't know to be around her much. She always used to wake sore, and I did too.
Yeah.
Well, she seemed to be all right, but she's all right with me.
I used to sit down there on the porch there, Miss Liza, this time of year when the days were so long, I'd go down there, you know, and just sit on the porch. And she'd come out there and sit in that rocker, and we just carry on. And I'd be up there at Miss Bessie's, you know, and she'd come up that lane talking, you know, you could hear her a long time before she got there.
Why you can't have my mama over? I can hear sometimes no grandma. When she was sick, I'd be in there in the room there with her every night. When I'd lay down and take my nap, I'd put two chairs right across in front of her bed. And I'd lay down right there. Or sometimes she looked like she wanted to get up, and she couldn't get up. She couldn't stand up. But she felt like she could get up, and she didn't want to get up sometimes. So I'd put them chairs across there, and she'd get up, see? Go to get up. She'd have to get up, crawl over me. And she'd wake me up, and when she put her feet on me, I'd wake up. She'd say, "What you doing here, girl?" I'd say, "I know you were going to try to get up." I said, "Get back in that bed, honey. I know you were going to try to get up." She said, "Well, y'all sure is nasty. Don't need to get up." I said, "Mama, you can't stand up." I said, "That's why we don't want you to get up, for you can't stand up."
But
she said, "I can't stand up." I said, "No, ma'am, you can't stand up. I don't want you to get up." She said, "Well, I'm tired of what y'all doing to me." I said, "Mama, we ain't doing nothing to you." I said, laugh her off and to get on back in the bed. So the day she passed, I'd been up, sitting up there with all of you. She said to me, "Say, honey, say, why don't you go in your room? Say, you sick? You about to get sick? You're messing with me." I said, "No, I ain't about to get sick, Mama." She said, "Oh, yeah. You go in your room and lay down. Go in that room and lay down and take you a nap." Lucy, "Yeah, Vance, go in there." My sister Lucy, "Yeah, Vance, I'm in here. Say, go on there and take a nap." I said, "You want to sleep with Mom and I want to go?" She said, "You know, I might sleep with Mom." Say, "What is you, girl? You go in there and lay down and take a nap." And I hadn't lay down and took a nap. They said took a good nap and near about time. And she said, "You think I'm gonna try to get out of bed though?" She said, "Now I'm gonna turn over here and I'm gonna lay over here on my side. I'm gonna turn my back. I'll show you. I ain't gonna try to get out of bed." So Lou said, "Go ahead and lay down. I'll see if I'm supposed to go show you." And she laid over and hauled over on her side. And when I got up, she's still laying there, dead.
Is that right? What happened to her?
She passed.
Heart?
No, sir. She was sick already. And she told her she's leaving on the 11 o'clock train, but she didn't tell us that day. She been told us that. So I went to bed, went and laid down by 10 o'clock that day. And my brother come in 11 o'clock, right after 11. He told Lou and me. Lou started to cry. I can hear him, sir. Don't start that rush. So sleep. So it looked like I couldn't wake up. So he come on call me. He said, "Hmm?" He said, "Don't worry yourself now, it's your mama gone." Now and there she was gone.
And she had already told you she'd gone off on the 11 o'clock train.
But she told us that 3 days before then. That was 3 days before she died. She said, I ain't going home on the evening train. See, I'm going home on the morning train." And she had called Blanche and told Blanche what solo she wanted to sing.
Oh.
What solo she told her, the solo she wanted her to sing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I said she done got all right. She ain't wasn't talking no more about dying. I said she done got all right. Well, she acted like she's a whole lot better. This world over there, this and that. Now, let me show you. I got sense, so I ain't gonna get out no bed. So you go and lay down. Take you right there, so I need to get out the way. I don't register to leave and look at me. She didn't want to look at me while she's gone.
And that was 10 o'clock when she is telling you that.
Yeah. And I went on laid down, and they woke me up. She's dead. They woke me up by 11 o'clock. She's gone.
And you wasn't thinking of anything like that?
Well, I done say she's all right.
Yeah.
I done got it in my mind. Well, that's just the way. That's the way it had to be, because she didn't want me to see it.
Yeah.
And I might have would have had enough. I'd have been up. Might have would have hold up a while. But I might have would have started worrying and looking. And she might have started looking at me and couldn't go.
Yeah.
But her time was out and hardly she'd have went, but it wouldn't have been as easy as she had it by herself. She had it all by herself, she could go right on. Sleep. Just slept away.
Yeah.
Looked like she was asleep.
And your brother come in and he's the one that found her.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see. That's been 20 years.
Been 24.
24
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Now, where was you living then?
I was living in Bolton. I live in Ed Bolton.
Well, you lived around one place and another, haven't you?
Yes.
I live in Bolton, I live in the system.
Oh, that's right, that's right. There was there was plenty of work around in the country then.
Yeah.
With all that squash to pick and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was thinking to go to New York, but she taking a stick and I stayed. I'd have been in New York if she hadn't been sick. She stayed sick for months. I went to see her before I go up north, and I see her condition. I went back and told them. That next day to come at me, I told them no, I couldn't go. My was sick.
Yeah, you still a young woman then.
Yeah.
40, you was 4 years old.
Somewhere I'm around in 40.
Yeah, you could have gone to New York or anywhere you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
You never got off up to New York?
Yeah.
You never got off up there?
Never got off.
Up to New York?
I have went on the season.
Well, have you?
Yeah. I used to follow the season up there. Tell me all the time. Oh, they say Rolling Stone no good no more.
What did she tell you?
Rolling Stone no yellow no more.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she didn't want me to go.
Did you gather any?
No, sir.
It's kind of hard to gather it on them on your when it's out like that.
Yeah, sir. I see it wasn't no good in this office yet.
You didn't do it that much?
No.
Where all did you go when you...
Well, I'd have done the right thing if I'd have quit me, she told me.
Yeah. Where all did you go?
I just went to Savannah.
Well... That's a good ways.
Yes, that's a long way. About 1,500 miles.
How much?
About 1,500.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about Savannah, Georgia. I'm talking about Savannah, New York.
Oh. Way up there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant Savannah, Georgia. That's still
yeah.
a good ways. To me, it is.
Well, what were you doing in Savannah, New York? We was working in there and Carrollton and everything, Arthur and everything.
But you couldn't save much out like that.
No, the things were so high.
Everything you bought, you had to shell out for.
Yeah. Take out on this farm. Even plank it a little something. And go it. While the farm going on and have something growing home and then go out there and pick up enough to eat off the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you pick the peas for the people that are going to give you something to eat. A bean or anything like that. Most of them will give you something to eat, so some of them will eat. As you can, they're alone. And them kind of people I don't see a lot of room for them, son.
Well, let me tell you, you can't. I don't see how anybody makes it unless they get little vegetables to sell.
Well, some of them rather won't let. I know. I went to Big Bean from people. I was going on truck holders. Wasn't the people I was picking beans for. It's a man driving the truck. He didn't like to bring nothing home on his truck. I got him a bucket. I put me something in it. I sit on the bucket, you know. Went up there to the place that day. Somebody said we had to get off. He in that truck. He's face around. He found all the buckets there. But mine. How many did he find mine?
You stayed on yours.
I done got all it. I got out to the school too. And one man, he told, that's whose coat this is. The man wasn't on his coat. Now, who bucket this is? And I don't know whether he owned his bucket or not. I think he got the bucket after. But I don't think he owned the bucket then. So, well, I'll give this coat to my little boy. He don't know who the coat is. That man took that man's coat. Well, I ain't doing anything for mine. I'm on. Well, that was pretty rough.
You were pretty rough then?
Yeah. You know, it's rough. Have to mess with me. You wasn't paying nothing, no, huh? 15 cents a crate. And then go messing with me. And then had to take a long ride off. I got there. Get a place to get off. Something happened out there. Oh yeah. One day I didn't know when the truck come up. Or they come up on the hill. He didn't come in the field, he come on the hill. All of them left and left me out in the field. When I missed everybody, then I quit picking and I left. I got on there to the place. He done said he wasn't enough to pick me up no more. And when I got off the truck to go home, I said, Tana. Yeah. I said, you said you ain't gonna pick me up no more? Yes, that's what I say. I said, pay me off. Pay me off. I ain't got my money yet. Now you owe me for over a week's wait because I missed coming last week. Cause they pay me off. I missed it payday last week. They pay me off now. And I won't never ride your truck no more. I ain't the one to pay y'all. I said, well, you won't carry me back to get my pay. I said, don't your truck go wreck? My truck gonna wreck, I said. I pointed, shook my finger at him. I said, yes, yes, if I don't ride on it, it's gonna wreck. Yes. Louis said, Louis, is that woman crazy? You say, well, I'll tell you one thing. You better not mess with old Spike. See, cause something happened to you. He said, well, yeah, something might happen to you if you mess with him. He said, girl, you mess with him. So, I went on bang on the truck the next day and they went up there and they got paid off. And they got paid off. I got the other girl money for her too, but just done made her get off the truck. And I said, nah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all. I won't be worried with y'all no more. He said, Well, if you didn't scare the people, then you'd be sure to come back tomorrow. I said, come back away. I said, now you done treat me like a dog. Well, now, you want the special one they want to come after, though. No, you don't want me back here no more. I said, like you talked to me the other day, I said, I just want to come back till I get my money. I said, then I'm through with your truck. Your truck, Mr. Turner. I said, thank you and good day.
Now, where'd that happen?
I live in Dingle, and then this man is standing making over.
Oh, that was right here.
Yeah. He died shortly after that. Mr. Turner, he died shortly after that. He had a big old bean truck he hauled people. Say he stayed there making over.
Yeah.
He had a big old stout white one.
There was a fella used to live out there past Coleman named Turner.
Had a big truck?
I don't know.
I expect that of him.
I don't know whether he had a big truck or not.
That was making over Junction, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was awesome.
Well?
He was a big stout fella.
Coleman had trouble with him.
Well, everybody had trouble with that man. Well, he just putting him off the truck. Most of them are scared of him. Yeah, well, I just told him what I thought about him. Yeah.
He had a boy. This fella, the Coleman,
yeah.
Out there, where Coleman, he had a boy.
Yeah.
And he'd put a nice boy, but he'd get to drinking.
I think I hear him talking about that boy.
And then his daddy, you see, would sort of take up for him. If he got into trouble, he'd go pay him out, and all
mm-hmm.
like that. And the way I got it from Coleman, it's a lot of the trouble the old man had was on account of that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then had trouble with all the people. And he'd dog them around, throw them off that truck, make them get off his truck. They wouldn't be got the money. Couldn't go get the money.
Oh.
Throw the stuff out what people give him. Wouldn't let him haul it on his truck.
Huh. Well, that's pretty rough, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't throw mine out on how happy me. He left them be out on the ground, mine be sitting there. He said, man, a little coma. You haven't not seen mine.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for you.
I went back in that bucket when they brought that bucket, them buckets out there. I went back there to see my bucket in there. My bucket is sitting right in there.
Yeah. He wasn't looking for your bucket.
He just fixed the way he didn't find it. I asked him quick, Mr. Turner, where is my bucket?
That's funny, old man Turner. Now, his daughter's still living over there.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know her. I don't know none of them. I didn't know none of them but him.
Yeah.
I just know him by he driving the truck.
I know Coleman said that's where he wound up. His daughter didn't want to live out in the woods. He didn't want to live over at Micanopy. But she wouldn't go out there in the woods, so he had to go over there where she was.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I understood Coleman to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he wound up, right there on that little road coming out this way from Micanopy.
Mm-hmm. What, got hurt? You got hurt?
I
think he just, when he got old, that's just where he wound up.
He didn't have to be all that old.
Well, maybe it's a different one.
I guess so. Might have been a brother or something.
Because the one Coleman talked about, hell, I get the idea now he's older than Coleman.
Uh-huh.
So that'd make him too old, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. That's been a long time back.
That's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they used to steal hands off them trucks. Somebody'd come, they'd have a hands on the truck, and somebody'd come up and lure them off, give them a little extra. Did you ever see that?
No.
I've seen them do it. Not around here, of course, but I've seen them do it.
Well, they wasn't paying none for beans. They wasn't paying 15 cents per crate.
Yeah.
Some places are saying 25, but most places went then it wasn't bad with 15 cents. And people were glad to see them.
15 cents a crate?
Yeah.
Well,
I tell you what. You're getting something to eat for your money, don't you?
Yeah. That's right. You get mm-hmm. something for your money. Yes. You never did work for old Coleman, did you?
No. Coleman. Oh, what a Coleman.
Put it, yeah.
I picked off peanuts for him, I think.
Is he pretty hard boiled fellow to work for?
Well, he seemed to be all right with the shop carrying me out there with him. Got along all right.
Well, somehow I got the idea that he wasn't too easy to please. You had to.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have no dealing with him. But me and his wife would be together.
Oh, Miss Annie?
Yeah. I used to go out there and see her anyhow, and they'd go out there and they asked me about picking off some peanuts, so I went out there and had to pick up off some peanuts.
Oh, I see. Well, that'd be different.
And I wanted something to eat, so just picked off and I got something to eat. Kind of mess on that thing. I used to go out there to see a regular when I had a way to get out there.
That's right, you gotta have a way to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, how would you get out there?
Well, when Sharp was able to drive, able to drive his truck.
Yeah.
Me and him used to go out there and see him.
You'd go out to see Miss Annie?
Yeah.
But I'm assigned it never. She ain't working much.
No, I don't think so. I know they got some peas on their bushes and they pick them. But they don't got dry. Peas are not dry. I mean, they got a heap of peas on. They ain't got much planted, but this bushes are loaded with dry peas. I passed there the other day for fishing. Ain't caught in there, no. He go in there, so he walk away. Come on. Other side of the house, that truck. They didn't get nothing.
Oh, and you walked?
Yeah.
Well, that was a long walk.
And then from there, from Wood Coma House to the truck.
Well, I got no. So
we walk along talking, going down to that truck, and all of us walked up there before we knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. you could make a trade with some of your friends to run you out there, and then you could walk back.
Coleman. Well, I see him every now and again down to the store.
Yeah. He drives that old, truck.
Yeah.
He don't drive Emma much now, does he?
Drive who?
Emma.
Some of the mule?
Uh-huh.
I don't never see that mule now.
I ain't seen that mule either. Coleman had some sweet potatoes over here last year, and he brought Emma over here a couple of times and plowed.
Yeah.
And she looked like she's all right then, didn't she, Faye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the make good?
No. Didn't make a thing.
We sure was sorry.
What do you think happened to him?
Didn't make no potatoes at all?
They didn't make no potatoes at all. They made some little old seed potatoes. Not many of them.
Must have been something wrong with the vine.
And I don't think Coleman's made much up to his house.
Must have been the seed.
Well, it's the same seed he'd been using, and the year before he had his pretty sweet potatoes, and they tasted good as any I ever had.
And they were gonna walk.
Maybe why?
They were gonna walk.
Well, they done wore out the year before. They'd been there a long time.
It was just not wore out. No, you know, the thing keep on going. It's just going to buy it for a while. It ain't going to be no good. They'd get fresh seeds.
Well, it wouldn't be fine potatoes 1 year and then wore out the next.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not ever asked.
Oh, they was. I thought, too. I didn't expect to have such good potatoes as that. But they was good size, and oh, they did taste.
Well, we about to fill them up, man.
Yep, this is the last one.
They did taste good. Oh, they did.
I see, I've shelled that much, and look at how many she shelled. She shelled some of these.
Oh, I shelled a handful. Here's Faye, I'll give you the some.
Oh, I gotta make my. I don't want these old dirty.
But now you gotta take them the way they come.
Well, I have to wash. When I wash them, I have to.
Well, there ain't any dirty ones in there.
You
just take them now the way they are, and then. what's a little speculative on a pea gonna hurt? If you tell me that.
Tell you.
One bad egg is spoiled a dozen.
Can sure spoil a mess of peas if you got a rotten one in there.
It will. Mm-hmm. Well, just put a little ham and a ham hock in it. A little bacon. That'll take it up.
That's right. A little salt bacon.
That'll make it work. If I can find my socks. Come on.
That is right. No, you got a lot of bed in here. You know.
More hair than water than me.
Well, I tell you, it sure is nice to weed them out as you go along. It makes washing them a lot easier. And you just put yours in plastic bags and put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
In the freezer.
Yeah. Like I hear it's thunder.
Yep. There's a little shower coming up.
I ain't gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Hmm?
I don't think I'm gonna get the full of my toothpaste.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
I don't imagine it's gonna rain that much.
Yeah.
He pay you by the crate?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to search. Fill your two crates.
Well, if I don't get it, that's you can't mess with it. That's the Lord working for you in the room. It rain, that's the Lord work.
There's nothing you can do about that, is it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna try neither. When he's working, I'm gonna sit right down and listen.
He wouldn't be old man Sam Turner, would he?
No, it don't seem like that is what his name.
See, I didn't know him. I just, all I know him is, well, I know him, Sue Coleman, and also Miss Mary over there, Miss Mary Guthrie. She knowed him.
Well, all I know is Turner.
So all you know is Turner?
Yeah.
Old man Sam Turner. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If Coleman's over here, we'd find out in a hurry, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Now, I tell you the truth, I'm glad I feel like Turner. That man made me so mad I felt like turning him over. He's Turner.
Well, that sounds like him.
He talks so big at him. I don't know anything out here, figure out to him. Now listen, you're going to pay me. Oh, if you don't pay me back yonder, you're going to pay me because you didn't care anybody to get my money today. I said, I'm going to have my money, that little bit of money I made. I mean, it ought to have been went Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, well, I went Tuesday and didn't pay all. And no sooner than now I have to go to my job for work. I said, then y'all pay it all. I said, you gonna carry me to get my pay. Or pay me and then go there and get you. No? Louis said, oh, yeah, man, you better talk and straight talk. See, don't you will have bad luck.
Yeah, that sounds like him. Now, you never worked for old man.
These people down here wrecked that truck one of these days. You people turning these people off and putting them off the truck and not getting them no satisfaction. Some of them come down here and wreck that truck.
You tell him that?
That's what our Lewis told him.
That's what Lewis told him.
Okay. Some of these women that come wreck that truck, all these women you done throwed off the truck. Say, you have bad luck or they'll show wreck your truck. He said, Willie? You come on back and get him.
Changed his tune, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Old man Turner. But she didn't work for Coleman. She worked for Miss Annie, Faye.
Yeah, that's what she said. She visited with Miss Annie.
Yeah, and then they went out.
I'd go visit her. Well, the peanuts with him and her. Me and her sit down and pick them off. And Mr. Sharp be out there doing something else. I don't know what all they be doing sometimes. They come in and help you out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I do. There's, I know, I met them and I got along all right with them. And she was a sad woman I used to go out and visit. I always try to see after these folks rolling out of you. Try to look around at them. See, can I help them anymore than the older than I am? Folks, I don't reckon the young folks might not be that way by me. But.
No, they won't be that way.
But that's the way you felt.
But after all, when I be... I think if I be nice to these old folks, I think the Lord will take him. I think he'll look out for me. He'll make a way.
Sure.
That's who I'm trusting anyhow. Can't trust man and woman. That's trust the Lord.
Yeah.
You never worked for anybody who was mean to you.
Oh, I guess so. But look like most of them I worked for. Well, the deer go around, look like the turns and be black.
Is that right?
That's what it seemed to be.
You didn't.
I worked for Mr. Fred Wood a long time. They said he was kind of hard. Well, they just said, no, it didn't be me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I go to the store trying to go to they got a post office. I go there all the time. And it is so nice. See, I ain't got no business out of work. But is there anything that's as big as you can be? Oh, I don't see. There's nothing else but that's nice to me.
Well, a lot of them try to beat you after you do the work, and then they don't want to pay you and things like
mm-hmm.
that. You ever have that happen?
Yes, sir, I've had that to happen. But most of that happened in Gainesville. In the kitchen.
Oh.
Woman told me. And I quit waiting for that time. She said, no, I think the picture wouldn't pay.
Yeah?
I told her, I sure as that you didn't know.
My gosh. Well, that was a fine way to act.
And I wouldn't have quit. The woman had done beat me so. Treat me all kind of ways. And I was the maid. I was to go up and wash dishes and go up and sweep up. Well, the table waiter was coming with the table. But they waited and come back and say, hurry up. I want you to step on it now. Hurry up. Because you're going to have to wait table too, because it don't look like you're coming. I said, well, table. You step on it there. Hurry up. Step on it. Look out, you don't want to do nothing. I just stepped right on the broom and looked at her. She said, hot dog. I wish I could sleep. I said, yeah, your broom. Oh, got a little bit of this around and pip. She told me on Friday, on Thursday, to take all the tablecloth off, dirty or no dirty. And I said, well, I'm going to stop the tablecloth, hey, dirty. Take it off, dirty or no dirty. Well, I'm going to take it off. That tablecloth wasn't dirty. I'm going to make you pay for it, too. I said, well, I don't know how to wax you. And she ran around there. I said to myself, well, it won't be like this long. When that sad night comes, she paid me off. I said, well, I still thank you. I said, I won't be back. Tomorrow you had to get somebody. I wish I'd have known what it done, y'all. When did you just die? I said, well, Lord. I said, I'm glad you didn't know it.
You just let her go for a while till you got your money.
That's right. I act nice and usual until I got the lion hand out of my.
Well, what was it? Was she mean, just mean, or was
yes,
she just...
Yes, she just knocked upon me.
She just knocked upon me.
Yeah.
Just couldn't please her.
Of course, she tell me I was sassy.
Yeah. Was you?
Well. I thought a grown folk don't sassy grown folk.
You told her what?
Grown folk cast out the grown folk. I don't mean I'm mad with me.
Well, you know, it ain't always just what you say. It's a lot of times it's just the tone of your voice.
But I'm working hard trying to get through where I could come on downstairs. You always want me to wash towels and do everything else. And I got on there what met me somebody. I got the wait table. And I done my job, and I had to go wait table. I had to do another person's job and I don't get no more money.
Well,
give us $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah.
And you had to keep your own family going.
Well, it wasn't nobody but me and my little boy. But I had a daughter too, but my daughter stayed with mom.
Yeah.
But that wasn't enough to take care of.
You got $3 a week.
$3 a week.
Yeah.
You work every day.
Yeah. Every day is Sunday too.
Sunday too.
Yeah. I'd have a few hours off. By 4:30 or something like that. I have off. Sometimes I go home and it's like I had a little bundle to wash. I had to wash it out. Next day, I iron and carry it back. That's the only way I'd make my little extra. To help take care of my child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he was a growing boy and he'd eat a heap too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. $3 wouldn't last too long with him, would it?
No, sir. But that's what? That's what they're saying in them kitchen. But I was getting my just feeding me. But I had house rent to pay. Might be by 6 before I go home.
Oh, you can fill those crates for that time.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna stay out in the field that long, but see, if they graze them out, I help graze them out sometimes.
You ever get lonesome out in the field? I never do.
No, sir.
Out in the field is.
Them people vine to keep you company.
Yeah.
Don't the hard heat will.
And you got that music up there, that little bitty bird that sings so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
See, out there, you see, there ain't a noise, and you can hear.
Thank you.
have to go to the store. Guy? Guy?